Hey guys, welcome back to Totally Unrelated. I'm your host, Adrian Cosby. Are you having a good week? It's Friday where I'm at. I hope it's Friday where you're at, but maybe it's Saturday. Maybe it's Sunday. Let's pretend it's Sunday. That way you can listen to this any day. I never talk about what's in the news unless it's really, really pressing, but that's so that these are timeless. You know, I talk about what's going on, but I try to leave the dates and times out of it because there's nothing worse than going back to a podcast and hearing somebody talk about something that's been in the news and they totally get it wrong. Like, I've had that happen before where something's like breaking news and the assumptions that they make about it on the podcast are completely wrong, but they don't know that they're completely wrong until all the facts come out a couple days later. So this is how I get to be right. I never talk about anything important except for you guys. Talk about you, talk about myself, talk about life. How's your life? Is everything good? I'm having a great week so far. I was off for the last 2 weeks by all intents and purposes. Did you know that it's intents and purposes? Because I always thought it was intensive purposes. And I guess intensive is only a word when you're talking about Vaseline. But I've been off for the last 2 weeks for all intents and purposes. I've picked up a few little gigs. I did Rockies on Monday, which was fun, but not hugely beneficial to the material I was trying. I think I had a few too many beers. I don't even think that was it. I think I only had one or two beers. I think I was just having too much fun hanging out with the other comics, which I hadn't done in a while. And then last night I did the Beaver Creek Moose Lodge, which is, I mean, I don't want to brag, but a pretty big deal. Okay. It was like 60 people. It was a rough room. Not in a rough room that like it was a fight was going to break out, but apparently a fight had broken out there last year at a comedy show. Which is, you know, typical at a comedy show. People are like, this is so funny, I want to fight. But we're four comics. It was Dan Seabury, John Craig, Luke Capasso, and me. Mike Etchen puts it on. So there's been shows there in the past. John said he had been at that particular location like 5 times this year. I don't know if I've played any venue 5 times this year. But yeah, so there was a lot of giggles early. Just the show was kind of, it was a rough start. My buddy Luke took the biggest bullet right before me, but I was very thankful that I went up and was at least slightly entertaining, well received, and sold some t-shirts. So thank you, Beaver Creek Moose Lodge, to all 60 of you that were there. I'm sure you're all now steadfast listeners of the podcast, which will bring our listenership all the way up to 65. So yes, I need all 60 of those listeners to be faithful. I'm kidding, guys. We've been doing great numbers lately, and I'm very thankful for that. Thank you for the people that click the follow button. I don't know where you're listening to me from. It could be iTunes, it could be Stitcher, it could be the Podbean app. It could be some app I've never heard of, and I get some of those people that are like, I listen to you on Pod Squash, and I'm like, I've never heard of Pod Squash. I don't know how they're getting my stream, but I'm glad that they are, and I hope that you follow me on Pod Squash, which, if it isn't an app, it should be now. There should be Pod Squash, Pod Zucchini, and Pod Cucumber, or Cucumber Cast. You be the judge. All right, we're getting in the weeds here. I'm just having a good day. I had an interview lined up for you guys today with Jessica Brodkin from Brooklyn. She's a healer and a comedian and a former CIA analyst and an MIT graduate. So, you know, when you think of comedian, instantly you think former CIA analyst. I mean, that's where my mind goes. So it was a pretty fascinating conversation, but despite all of her intelligence, she could not manipulate the recording device on her end well enough to isolate my voice. So, yes, I'm putting all of this on her. And I think we're just going to have to redo the interview at another date. But hopefully it'll be even better than the one that we just had because it was really great. I was really looking forward to having you guys meet Jessica Brodkin. But next time. I've been working out again. Did I tell you guys that last week? I've been working out again. I did the start of this T25, and I did just find out that the Beachbody is going to be an affiliate of the show. So before I go all the way through with that process, I'm going to order a couple other products and try them out myself before I fully endorse them and put them on the website. But I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with the success that they've had. And I think what it really boils down to is it's hard to argue with the success of working a routine. You know, so many of us have good intentions when we start a workout DVD, but three DVDs in, we're like, oh, I'm so sore, or oh, I have so much to do today. And it's really about finding the balance, the time in the day, making it a priority to get it done. Because everybody's got shit. It's just those of us that make time for it. And it's amazing how much better you feel when you start working out, because I was so sore from doing this T25. And just over the course of a couple days of being sore, I walked more, did the DVD, and continued to walk after. I was doing two-a-days, basically. And, you know, if you don't know, I've had back surgery about 3 months ago, so I have to keep it pretty light. But the endorphins, man, the endorphins that you get from sore muscles and stretching them out, it's amazing. It's like, I don't want to say it's like taking steroids, because I've never taken steroids, but I have to imagine it's, for a man, it's somewhat like taking Viagra, because it just, everything seems to be working better when I work out, or at least when I have that slightly sore muscle feeling. I just feel, I don't know what that is. Is it the testosterone? I don't know. It's this feeling, though, like energy, just good. So, yeah, I'm alive, feeling alive again. And I thank all of my friends over at MyFitnessPal for being the inspiration to keep me going. I feel like I didn't really let you guys down. I kind of had a disconnect from that community when I wasn't working out, because it was kind of depressing to watch everybody's workout stats. And I just decided, you know what, I got to get over that. I'm ready to start walking. I'm ready to start doing some of this light exercise. So let's just dive back in. And very welcoming. Thank you guys very much for all of the support. And today is my 285th consecutive day of being a part of the MyFitnessPal community. And I want to thank all the people who wished me, you know, a happy 285th day. That was very nice of you. You didn't have to stop and comment. There was quite a few likers. I think about 100 people liked that this is my 285th day, but 11 of you stopped to comment. And thank you very much. So I'm going to name you by name. Ali Boo. Christine236, Laura Cups, my good friend, Witchy 0824, Monica A 2013, thank you very much. A tattooed Dolphin Girl 78, thank you. Lisa King 55, Patty Solis 333, Himalayan Eyes. You know, some of you guys with your screen names are just, it sounds like Himalayan Eyes is like a poem. It's like a truncated haiku. And then we have other ones, which are, I'm going to say Jiggy 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 Mom 8124. You correct me if I'm wrong. You correct me if I'm wrong, Jiggy 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 Mom 8124. And R Summer 327. Thank you very much for all of the well wishes on my 285th day consecutively of being a part of MyFitnessPal. If you don't know what MyFitnessPal is, it's like Facebook for fitness. If you've ever wanted to lose those troubled pounds, this isn't a pitch. This is, sounds like a pitch because I have a pitchy voice. But MyFitnessPal, highly recommend it. I've been using it for, like I said, 285 days. And I have been using it, logging in every day since I had my surgery. Even when I'm not logging exercise or food, I still log in and I check in on people, read your statuses, like them. It's like Facebook, but it's like 99.9% positive. I don't find those negative posts. I don't really see them. But I do know that there's some crazy people everywhere. And so I have to assume that they're here too. They're just on other people's feeds. But if you ever want to figure out who the best people are to be friends with on MyFitnessPal, I'm going to put you up on game. This is all you have to do is go to my page. I'm Adrian Cosby Comedy on MyFitnessPal. You go to my page and you look at my friend list, which is, if you're on a PC, it's on the left-hand side. If you're on your phone, it's in the menu. And look at all my friends. You can have all of my friends. Just go down and request to be a friend with all of my friends. I guarantee they're all awesome. Now, they may not all accept you because some of them are very loyal to me, but have at it. I share and share alike. This is not so much the kind of site that's contingent on knowing all these people in real life. What's awesome about this site is the amount of friendliness that happens amongst complete strangers. That's what fascinates me about the site. That's why I'm addicted to it. That's why I spend more time on MyFitnessPal than Facebook. Because social media is addictive, and I'm just doing replacement therapy, but it seems to be working for me. It seems to be working for me. Last night after the Beaver Creek show, I went over to the Wiley's Super Secret Show. Have you guys heard about this? If you're in and around Dayton area, the Super Secret Show at Wiley's Comedy Club on Thursday nights. I think it starts around 9 o'clock. I went there, and I got to see Jonathan Patterson wrapping up his set. Very funny. There's a guy I've seen come a long way. And a guy who seems to be really a student of comedy, and that's good. I like to see that, because I'm a student of comedy, and I don't really put myself above anybody. I mean, I put myself above John Patterson, but not because he's not funny, but because he's shorter than me. So it's a logistic thing. I'm just kidding. I hope you're listening, John. That was for you. I got to see Linda Belt, my good friend Linda Belt, from Hartford, Connecticut. And she's a very talented comedian. I think I met her for the first time about five. I just started doing comedy. It was about 5 years ago here in Dayton. She is a Dayton favorite. She did the women's show at the Funny Bone last night. They had an all-ladies show. And I didn't get to see that because I was doing the Beaver Creek thing. But if I hadn't been in, I would have been there watching, supporting that show. She's so funny. And to do two sets like that in Dayton and one just for giggles at the end of the night, it's a testament to how I want to be as a comic. I saw it in Joe List, and I see it in a couple of these other guys who will not only do the show that they're at getting paid for, but they'll take that same time to go to a hookah bar open mic. And to me, that's not where I'm at currently with my drive to perform. I'm much more of a, like, not all stage time is created equal, and I enjoy my time away from the stage as much as I enjoy the time on the stage. Last night, I hadn't been on stage like that. I did 55 minutes. I haven't been on stage like that in a long time, and it seemed sort of effortless. But I know that if I had to do the same thing again tonight, it would be a lot more effort. And that's that sort of thing like when you haven't played baseball in a long time and you come back and your first couple pitches and then you hit a home run. It's almost like the muscle memory is there, but then after you start analyzing it and your body starts to set in and the brain fatigue starts to set in, then it's not as good. So I know it was a kind of a fluke that it went well last night, and I know I need to be getting up every night that I can. So my testament for the rest of the week, starting on Monday, is to get into a couple more open mics before I hit the road again, because I got 7 weeks of road work coming up, and I just want to kind of resign myself to being in the zone of doing work, and that's what I'm doing, because it's going to be lonely, it's going to be tiring, a lot of hotels and comedy condos, which are less than savory at times, but we'll see, and we'll take each punch as it comes. Luckily, we know how to dodge a few overhand rights. Did you guys watch UFC? I watched the UFC fight last week. I was a big fan of Uriah Faber. Probably not the only reason why I started watching UFC, but he was the first person that I recognized from having watched like highlight reels and stuff. And then I found he came into the UFC and I started watching it. And Joe Rogan's probably the number one reason, because his podcast is one of my favorites. And he's also an announcer. And so just listening to him talk about the UFC and his passion for it, I kind of got, I don't want to say an appreciation for it, but certainly an understanding that there's an art form there. And I don't know that I ever noticed that before. The one thing that fascinates me about the UFC is these guys that fight that aren't friends, and then the guys that fight that are friends. And even at the end of a fight, it's almost always very cordial and friendly, if not hugging, and lots of hugging between the two opponents who just got done trying to murder each other's faces. That was my phone falling off the suction cup mount. The microphone's on a suction cup mount, and I hope that that's not an indication of what's to come for it falling on the floor. Sorry about that. Yeah, so UFC, I rented that last week, watched it here in the basement by myself, and it was a couple of knockouts, which makes it always interesting to see somebody get knocked out. A couple of underdogs were victorious, and the main event was probably the most amazing, quick knockout that I had seen in a while. So I don't want to give anything away if you guys haven't watched the highlights yet. I once got yelled at for the Ronda Rousey spoiler 2 weeks after the fight had happened because somebody didn't have enough time to get to their DVR. Sorry, bro. 24 hours is the only grace period I know of for DVR sports. Don't leave the fucking house. All right, I got a couple of things going on this week. Guys, I'll be at Wiley's on Sunday night. Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. We just talked about that, the Super Secret Show. I'll be closing out the open mic, which is where it all started for me. That starts at 7:30. It's 101 Pine Street, the Oregon District of Dayton, Ohio. Google it. You'll find it. Hope you can come out. It's always a good time. Probably the friendliest, most energetic room you could ever hope to do on a Sunday. It's just it's the most fun. So I'll be out there with all of my friends. I hope you can make it. Then after that, next week I'll be at the Liberty Funny Bone, which is in Liberty Township, Ohio, which is somewhere between Dayton and Cincinnati, about halfway. I'll be there with my good friend. You may have heard of him. His name is Robert Schneider. You might know him as Deuce Bigelow or The Hot Chick or any number of sidekicks in any number of Adam Sandler movies. Former SNL alumni and all-around nice guy, has a great show on Netflix called The Real Rob. People that I know who aren't particularly fans of Rob Schneider are saying great things about this show. So I only say that as an impartial member. I find him to be hilarious and just such a nice guy that it's hard not to root for him. So if you haven't checked it out, check out Real Rob on Netflix. Very funny. Very, very, very funny. Very, very funny. That's just Friday and Saturday of next week. The Sunday show, I'll be there with Pete Davidson, who is a current cast member on Saturday Night Live, who I've never met. Very young. Very funny. Can't wait to meet him. I feel like we have a lot to talk about. Hopefully, get a snippet for the podcast. I heard him on Pete Holmes' podcast and instantly became a fan. So, if you don't know Pete Holmes' You Made It Weird podcast is my new favorite podcast. If you were like, Adrian, hey, I really enjoyed your podcast for a while, but now I'm listening to Pete Holmes, I would consider myself the gateway drug for you to get to Pete Holmes. I would be the weed and Pete Holmes would be the heroin. I would consider that a huge compliment. So I have no problem sharing any of you guys with anything that I find to be hugely entertaining. But Pete Holmes right now is one of my absolute favorite people to listen to do a podcast. And what's crazy, I think what's great about it, not even crazy, but what's great about it is I don't always agree with what he's saying or how he's saying it, but I just love his energy. I actually actively seek to become more famous just so I can meet him. Let me wipe the pubis away from my mouth and continue with the show. Going to work out again today. I'm going to do the third disc in my T25, and then I'm going to order some of these Beachbody discs and see what that's all about. I'm looking for short workouts that I can do on top of another workout. And but I do like these workouts because they're thorough. They have, they work every muscle group over the right period of time, so you're not building up too much resistance. It keeps you sore, basically, is what I like to find. That's what I like. Hotline, guys. You got to call the hotline. Leave me a message. Thank you to the people that did leave a message. It came out great. Some of you guys left kind of cloudy messages walking through a wind tunnel or maybe in a noisy nightclub. I'm glad that you were thinking about me and decided to leave a message at that point. But, you know, I got to be careful. I don't want to blow anybody's speakers out. So I'm only able to air the ones that were intelligible. But if you'd like to call the hotline and leave a message, the number's 336-422-6729. One more time, the voicemail box for the totally unrelated hotline is 336-422-6729. And feel free to leave me a message at any time of the day. The phone will ring about four times, and then you'll hear my voice, and you'll leave a message, and then I play them back. And it's completely anonymous if you don't tell me who you are. If you do tell me who you are, then it's something else. You're divulging that information, and I'll play it. But if you're like, this is Tammy Smith, but I don't want you to say my name on air, see, you could have just, like, not said your name. So There's a couple of those that I kind of had to admit because of silliness like that. But I get it. It's a learning curve for both of us, right? Maybe I should have left more detailed instructions. I don't know. But I'm thankful that we got four solid messages. And I'll play those here in a little bit. But I still have some more shout outs because I told you the last time she gave a shout out to my oldest friends. It was about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was about 30 of my oldest friends. So I'm going to do 30 of my newest friends that I've just picked up within the last like 2 weeks. So we've got Chantel, MFP, AJM, UWE, Stacy Nguyen, KCK01, Jiggy 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 Mom, 8124. You're a new one. That's nice to see you double dip in there. Thank you for the shout out earlier. Gadget Coma, Heart Shaped Girl, Thrill Cox 55, Zombecula. I like that. Is that it? Zombecula? That's a nice name. Laura Setford, Mickey Rowe, D27, Mulaney 22, PK Polka Duff. What is this? Okay, now this is what I mean by screen names, people. PKODEA. Do you work for the Drug Enforcement Agency? I don't think you'd use your picture if you did. Jesse Cab 74 and JM Grizz 1. Thank you guys for joining me on my journey. I am thankful that I am there to join you on yours. Let's go back and take a look at the next page. We got Sam McGee, Alyssa Kinney 3, Ocean Vixen 79, DTLP, Danny Pants 6, Stephen Ashley 196, Tobias Funke. That might be the best screen name of the year. Maybe Funke. Are you out there? I don't know. But I'm a huge Arrested Development fan. Kudos to you. Clearly you are too. Ali 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 Boo, thank you again. Ortiz H93, thank you very much. Flat Belly Bella, that's a cute name. Thank you. Scotty P, are you from Boston, Scotty P? It's SKAWTIEP. I looked at that for about 5 minutes before I came up with Scotty P. TNEKO, thank you. Florida Girl 40, FL Girl 40, Legs. Sticky Fingers, Legs. Thank you guys for joining me on my journey, and I'm thankful to be a part of yours. Let's communicate. Let's support. Let's be healthy. I got a story for you guys. I stopped in when I was in town a couple days ago, talked to my best good friend Jay Snyders. You haven't had a story time with Jay Snyder in a while, so let's go ahead and bust a move with Jay Snyder.
So the so we grew up in the oldest house in fucking Jackson County, and then we had two buildings that were maybe, they might have been built before the house or whatever, but they had this old newspaper for insulation across the whole thing. So I was lighting this match.
How old were you?
I would light the fire, 5, 6 years old. So I was lighting this match, and then I would light the newspaper on fire, and then I would slap it out, and then I'd light another one to it. Finally, it just got too big. I couldn't put it out. And so I was like, I just stood there for a few minutes, like, oh God, what the hell am I going to do? Old. You know, this wood's been seasoned for over 100 years. And dude, it went up so fucking quick. Anyway, so I just, like, took off walking out of it, like,
this is
crying
your
like
yeah.
a baby.
Yeah.
And then, I'm walking up the hill. Mom's looking out the kitchen window. She sees me just like moping around. And then this huge building on fire behind me. She's like, what'd you do? I didn't do nothing. Like I said, we didn't have running water. So we're like trying to bucket like gallon ice cream pails.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just
from where? The pond or where?
We had like a spring, like a well or
okay.
whatever. And so... You know, we were just, there was like six of us. My uncle came down. He's like leading the, it was like literally like out of like a scene from Tombstone or something. We're just, never did put it out.
So that whole building burnt down?
Yeah.
And what was the?
Many chicken perished that day. The good side, we had boiled eggs.
and plenty of spit-fired chicken. got to pick the feathers off of it still. So what was your history of pyromania after that? Did you play with matches ever again?
I don't remember. Not in that capacity, but not that I know of. I mean, I probably played with them, but not... Never caught shit on fire after that.
Did you fess up?
I didn't have to. She saw me walking out the fucking building and engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
I mean, got the holy fucking shit beat out of me, but another time climbed up the other building that survived, climbed up on the roof of it and jumped out, you know, it's probably 10, 12 feet, jumped off with a trash bag, thought it was a parachute. Did not slow me down at all. But I did it because my uncle, who lived with us, was a raging alcoholic. I mean, the dude could drink 40 beers, but after the third one, his tongue was numb. He's like so drunk, he can't even talk or walk and shit, but he still keeps drinking. But he climbed up there one day and jumped off. What did he? He jumped off and ended up breaking his leg. And then he came back from the hospital or whatever, and he's outside drinking beer in the yard or whatever, and we take his crutches and fucking just run out in the woods. So he's just fucked now. He's a, you know. he's a fucking idiot. I remember one day, we never ate at the dinner table that I can remember. This one time we were, I don't know what the occasion was, but he was there too. So the whole family's there, dad's sober. So we're eating at the dinner table. Uncle Wayne comes in. He's shit-faced, goes to sit down, spills a cup of milk, and the fucking old man just fucking grabs him, slams him into walls, runs and fucking opens the door, runs it, takes him running with him, throws him 10 feet off of our front porch, and then there's a hill that goes down into the gravel road and fucking just...
Tumbling.
Rolls his fucking ass up, that son of a bitch. You motherfucker, you got milk on my pork chop.
I'm a meat. That's no good.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was crazy. Then, my neighbor, who was cousins, they lived right across the street. He had a bunch of chickens. We had a lot of chickens, too. Free range, no brag.
No brag.
His chickens were... I went down to his house one day. I came walking back up, and one chicken had some babies. And it started just fucking flogging and attacking the shit out of me, right? I remember I was all dressed up. I was getting ready to go to my school. I was fucking playing Tiny Tim or some bullshit, you know? And, scared the fuck out of me. Then the next day, Mom was like, God, I just wish somebody would kill all them chickens. I was like... On it.
Gotta hex me twice.
Fucking went out there and I took a piece of rope and made a little knot on it, made a big circle, put a little bit of bread on that motherfuckers, ran the other side of the rope over to this bush I was hiding in. Fucking chicken came through, I yanked that motherfucker, got it by the feet, fucking jumped, hitting it, fucking everything. Mom came out, what the hell are you doing? You sitting there with my harvest, holding its legs up like I just killed a turkey. But you said you wish somebody would kill them sons of bitches. Yeah.
Well, somebody's not, property.
Yeah, not the hens.
Thank you very much, Jay Snyder, for your contribution to the show. Without you, we would have 50 less listeners. Well, that would assume that we actually had 50 listeners. But, I mean, whenever he shares the show, it booms. And whenever he's on, it booms. So we're very thankful that Jay Snyder is my best good friend, and he likes to come on the show occasionally. What else do I have for you guys? I think that's it. I think I'm just going to wish you guys a happy week. I hope you have success in all your workouts. I hope that this episode does reach the point of workout length. Oh, I know what I forgot. Let's do the radio call-ins right here.
Hey, guys. Thanks for calling the Totally Unrelated Hotline. Leave any...
To access your account, please enter your PIN, followed by the pound key. You have 4 new messages. First new message from unknown caller.
Hello, this is Butterfly 86, and I just wanted to call and say hello to my friends on MyFitnessPal. And there's too many to list that would be friends with Adrian, but I just wanted to say hello, and I know that you guys are doing well. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Next message from unknown caller.
Hello, everyone who is listening to Unrelated. Adrian, this is an awesome idea, and I really hope it does well for you. This is Laura Cup from MFP, and today I would like to give my shout-out to one of my very first friends when I joined up MFP, CB2B Slim. She is a perfect example of how you can care for and cook for a family and still maintain balance and achieve your health and fitness goals. I really think that that is the key to success with all of this, that it doesn't have to be all or nothing, that life happens. Things break down around the house. People come in to visit. Sometimes there's good days. Sometimes there's bad days. Sometimes there's emergencies. And health and fitness is something that just gets woven in and out of these things. And it's not in place of these things and tending to all the other priorities in your life. So thank you, CB, for all of your witty insights and your perfect example of how you can still have some goodies and get your goal weight. You are looking amazing. And to you, Adrian, kudos on all the walking, and I hope the healing continues. Thank you for listening, and everyone have a great day.
Next message from unknown caller.
This is a shout out to my good friend, Starfire Girl. I think you are the awesome.
Next message from unknown caller.
Hi, Adrian. It's Laura. I love the podcast. Great content, guests. Always funny. Great way to get through work. It's obviously you're doing what you love to do, so keep up the great work. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you guys very much for those. I love it. Please call the hotline. Leave a message. Let me know if you like the show, what I could do differently. I'll give you some homework. If you have a joke that you'd like to tell on the air, you can tell me that you don't want it told. Or you want to tell it, you know what, fuck it. Just say the joke into the voicemail and we'll play it on the air. It's that simple. That's what the hotline is. It's a place for you to vent. If you get bad service at McDonald's and you need to vent because you know telling them isn't going to do any good, you can do it on my voicemail. If you are scorned by a lover and you need to vent about it to somebody because you know it's not going to do any good to vent about it to the person, call my voicemail. Okay? I'm here for you. And we'll share it together. And hopefully some of them are funny. Hopefully some of them are meaningful. I feel like these last ones were very meaningful. And thank you very much for participating. I am blown away that any of you listen at all. Please let me know what you think. It's the easiest way to support me is to make a phone call or just go down on that app, whatever it is you're listening to me, and hit that follow button, that like button, write a review, share it with your friends. That would be the easiest way that you could not give me any money and share your support for me, with me, with you, together. Is that the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life? Probably. But that's what you're here for. So that you can listen to me talk about what a failure I am in so many areas of my life, and you can be like, God, that was interesting. So glad I'm not that fucked up. Have a great weekend, guys. Work out extra hard for those of us that can't stay unrelated.
That's the devil on my shoulder. He looks like